Recipes. Last month, we took a trip to the past to revisit some of the delicious recipes that have been hiding in the Monitor archives. In fact, we found so many delicious recipes that we're going to keep the retro recipes rocking. Broccoli Salad by Donna Biro. This recipe first appeared in the April 1994 Monitor. Here's how Donna was introduced at the time. Donna Biro and her daughter Laura first found the Federation at the 1992 NFB of Michigan convention. Since that time, all of the Biro family have been active members of the affiliate. Laura was a 1993 winner of both national and state NFB scholarships. Ingredients: 1 bunch broccoli, chopped, 1 medium purple onion, chopped, 5 slices bacon, fried crisp and crumbled, 1/2 cup sunflower seeds, 1/2 cup raisins, 1/2 cup shredded cheddar cheese. Dressing: 3/4 cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons dark vinegar. Method: toss all non-dressing ingredients, mix dressing ingredients well, and combine with broccoli mixture. Chicken Chow Mein by Deb Neffler. This recipe first appeared in the April 2004 Monitor. Deb Neffler was secretary of the Falls chapter of the NFB of South Dakota at the time. Ingredients: vegetable cooking spray, 1 1/2 cups chopped onion, 1 cup sliced celery, 1/2 cup chopped green pepper, 2 cups cooked chicken, chopped, 2 to 3 cups frozen Chinese vegetables, 1 14-ounce can sliced mushrooms, drained, 1/4 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 tablespoon chicken-flavored bouillon granules, 1 tablespoon cornstarch, 3 cups water. Method: coat a large skillet with cooking spray and place over medium heat till hot. Add onion, celery, and green pepper and cook, stirring constantly, 3 minutes or till vegetables are tender crisp. Stir in chicken, Chinese vegetables, mushrooms, and cumin and cook over medium heat for 1 minute. Dissolve bouillon granules and cornstarch in cold water. Add to mixture in pan and continue to cook over medium heat, stirring constantly till thickened and bubbly. Note: chicken chow mein may be served over chow mein noodles or hot cooked rice. Serves 7 with 1 cup servings. Macaroni Pie by David J. DeNotaris. This recipe first appeared in the Monitor in February 1995 with this introduction. David DeNotaris is currently job opportunities for the Blind Coordinator for New Jersey. He is also a world champion powerlifter. Ingredients: 1 1/2 pounds ricotta cheese, black pepper to taste, garlic to taste, 7 eggs, salt to taste, 1 pound mozzarella, Italian cheese, grated to taste, 1/2 pound thin spaghetti, broken in half. Method: cook spaghetti according to package directions and drain in colander. In a large bowl, beat eggs and then add ricotta and Italian cheese. Add salt, pepper, and garlic to taste. Cut mozzarella into small pieces and add to mixture. Stir in spaghetti and pour into greased baking pans. Bake at 350 degrees, from 50 minutes to 1 hour, or until top is lightly browned and firm to the touch. Palachinka by Fred Wurzel. This recipe first appeared in the May 2002 Monitor with this introduction. Fred Wurzel is president of the NFB of Michigan. He reports that this is a simple family recipe. Ingredients: 1 cup flour, 2 eggs, 1 cup milk, 1 teaspoon vanilla. Method: you can vary this to accommodate the number to be served. Mix ingredients together and then fry. These are like thin crepes. For a treat, we cook them in butter. Some like to roll them with cinnamon and sugar inside. Others like cottage cheese and jam. Whatever suits your fancy. O. Henry Bars by Linda Mentink. This recipe originally appeared in the October 1997 Monitor. At the time, Linda lived in Wisconsin and served as the president of the NFB Music Division. She is a singer with several albums to her credit. Ingredients: 1 cup melted butter or margarine, 1 cup granulated sugar, 1 cup brown sugar, 4 cups oatmeal. Method: mix all ingredients well and press into a lightly greased cookie sheet with sides. Mine measures about 10 by 14 inches. Bake at 350 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes. Cool to room temperature. Pour over this a topping made of 1 cup crunchy peanut butter and 1 cup chocolate chips melted and stirred together well. Spread to chill bars. Cut before serving. Iowa Applesauce Cake by Terry E. Branstad. This recipe first appeared in the June 1993 Monitor. Terry Branstad was the governor of Iowa at the time. Ingredients: 1/2 cup butter, margarine or shortening, 3/4 cup sugar, 3/4 cup packed brown sugar, 1 egg, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon ground cloves, 1 1/2 cups applesauce, 1 cup raisins, 1/2 cup chopped pecans or walnuts. Method: in a large mixing bowl, beat the butter for 30 seconds, add the sugars and egg, and beat until combined. Stir together the flour, baking powder, baking soda, and spices. Add flour mixture alternately with applesauce to butter mixture. Stir in raisin and nuts. Pour batter into a greased 13x9x2-inch baking pan. Spread evenly. Bake in a 350-degree oven for 30 to 35 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in center comes out clean. Cool in pan or wire rack. Serves 12. Cream cheese frosting. Ingredients: 2 3-ounce packages cream cheese, softened. 1/2 cup butter, softened. 2 cups powdered sugar, sifted. Method: beat together cream cheese and butter. Then beat in 2 1/2 to 2 3/4 cups sifted powdered sugar to make a spreadable frosting. A butter frosting could be substituted for the cream cheese one. For a decorative finish, set a doily lightly on the frosted cake and sprinkle lightly with a mixture of cinnamon and nutmeg. Then carefully remove the doily.